The Little Red Hen, retold by Andrea Pelleschi, illustrated by Reggie Holiday. Once, there was a little red hen. She lived on a quiet farm. She liked to make tea and tend to her garden. A dog, a pig, and a cow lived on the farm, too. They liked to eat and sleep and lie in the sun. One day, the little red hen found some grains of wheat. "Look at this," said the little red hen. "We can make bread to have with our tea. But first, we have to plant the grain." "Who will help me plant the grain?" asked the little red hen.
"Not I," said the dog.
"Not I," said the pig.
"Not I," said the cow. "We are too busy lying in the sun."
The little red hen sighed. "Then I shall just have to plant the grain by myself." And that is exactly what she did. The little red hen planted the grain in neat rows. She watered it every day. Soon, the wheat grew and grew and grew. By the end of the summer, the wheat stood tall and golden. It was ready to be made into flour. But first, it needed to be cut. "Who will help me cut the wheat?" asked the little red hen.
"Not I," said the dog.
"Not I," said the pig.
"Not I," said the cow. "We are too busy lying in the sun."
The little red hen sighed. "Then I shall just have to cut the wheat by myself." And that is exactly what she did. The little red hen cut the wheat. Then she tied it into bundles and shook loose all the grain. The grain filled a wheelbarrow. It was enough grain for the miller to make flour. Proudly, the little red hen showed the other animals. "Who will help me take the grain to the miller?" asked the little red hen.
"Not I," said the dog.
"Not I," said the pig.
"Not I," said the cow. "We are too busy lying in the sun."
The little red hen sighed. "Then I shall just have to take the grain to the miller by myself." And that is exactly what she did. The little red hen pushed her wheelbarrow to the miller. The miller poured the grain into his mill. The mill turned round and round. It ground the grain into flour. The little red hen wheeled her bags of flour back to the farm. "Look at all this flour," she said to the other animals. "Now we can bake the bread." "Who will help me bake the bread?" asked the little red hen.
"Not I," said the dog.
"Not I," said the pig.
"Not I," said the cow. "We are too busy lying in the sun."
The little red hen sighed. "Then I shall just have to bake the bread by myself." And that is exactly what she did. The little red hen made dough. She mixed the flour with some water and yeast. After the dough rose, she put it into the oven to bake. Soon, a wonderful smell filled the farmyard. The bread turned golden brown, and the little red hen pulled the loaf from the oven. Now came her favorite part. It was time to eat the bread. "Who will help me eat the bread?" asked the little red hen.
"I will," said the dog.
"I will," said the pig.
"I will," said the cow. "We are hungry from lying in the sun."
The little red hen shook her head.
"No, this time is different.
You did not help me plant the grain," she told them. "You did not help me cut the wheat. You did not help me take the grain to the miller. And you did not help me bake the bread. All you did was lie in the sun. You are not going to help me eat the bread. I will eat all the bread by myself." And with a nice cup of tea, that is exactly what she did.